Well, that's only one of the exciting things that happened to me during 1974. I was lucky enough to be one of the first people to talk to David Cassidy when he arrived in this country.
Hello, David, and a very special welcome to you. It's lovely to have you back in England, and lovely to have you here on Saturday, Steve.
Well, thank you, Sasha.
This is your first port of call. I know you've just sneaked into the country.
Oh,
no one knows
you've
arrived yet.
It is. I just got in about, I guess, 45 minutes ago, and I'm a bit hoarse, but I'm feeling quite good.
You've just been on a very successful European tour, haven't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
You find that the audiences vary very much from country to country?
Yes, absolutely. When you're going into a country that you don't speak the language, they don't speak your language, I mean, you can't rely on a lot of patter, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that a lot of comedians and stuff must die in places like, you know, Sweden for one, and in Germany. I just got from Germany. It was unbelievable that. I mean, I naturally assume that everybody speaks English, so I go out and I say, well, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? And it's like nothing, you know? So you just have to rely on the music, which is why I'm there anyway.
One question I really must ask you, David. Do you know what a very natural actor you are? Is acting a possibility for the future?
Well, I would like to think that there is somewhere I could do some acting again, but I really don't want to do anything that is something that I've done, you know? I mean, I did a television show for 4 years, which I was basically doing the same thing every week, and it was, to be quite honest with you, really not very stimulating. So I'd like to do something that would give me an opportunity to grow a little bit and stretch.
Is there any special lady in your life at the moment?
Well, that's an answer. No, it's difficult to really establish any kind of meaningful relationship with anyone when you're traveling by day and, you know, and doing gigs at night. In LA where I live, which I'm really there, you know, I have a couple of ladies who I see, but I'm not really able to begin any kind of a relationship with them.
You think you'd like to in the future?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Have children?
Eventually. I'm not ready for it yet. I'm not. There are too many things I want to do myself as a human being before I get into a situation where I can devote that much time. I think that I have a lot of lessons to learn before I get to the point where I can, you know, feel I can teach anyone.
Do you think that anybody's influenced your music at all?
A lot of people have. I think everybody really influences everybody else. But I think mostly, you know, when I was the most impressionable, musically speaking, at least, was when I was about 13 or 14, and I thought probably the Beatles did more than a big, you know, I think music and the world in general. So I would say probably them, but as I said, really everybody influences everybody else, I think, you know?
Right. Well, David, thank you very much for chatting to me, and I hope you enjoy your stay in England.
Thank you, I hope I do too.
I know David did enjoy his stay in England, and I thought he did, because 3 days later, he made a live appearance on Saturday, too.
Now, I'm not going to ask you why you're retiring, but maybe for the benefit of Preston, you'd like to explain a bit about the sort of things that you want to do.
Actually, I would just like to, I'd just like to stop touring for a while and take a rest and go home and hang out for a while, you know, sleep, brush my teeth in the morning, do other things that everybody else does. And, you know, I just would like to relax a while.
Right, now, let's talk about your music a little bit. Do you like lots of the older songs?
I like some of them.
Your latest album, Dreams Are Nothing More Than Wishes, which very much shows that you got away from this teeny box style of music. That's got quite a lot of old numbers, hasn't it?
It's got a couple. It's got Going Home.
That's one of your favourites, isn't it?
Yeah, one of my favourite songs. You know, it just has I have a real good feeling about it. There are a few good old songs, but...
There's a lovely arrangement that's your Fever.
Yeah. We did that one, like, just... I heard it coming in the studio, you know, driving in the car, and I'm thinking, boy, it's a great old song, you know? And, you know, we had some, a little bit, 10 minutes in the middle of the session. I said, look, I know you guys got to get off. Why don't we just try to do this? And we let it down, we did it one take, and it was just real spontaneous. And, like, I got out of the booth where I was recording, I was singing, out of the booth, and I'm just conducting, and I'm trying to make them go like that, you know, I'm going crazy. And this and, really suited me.
Fabulous. I understand there are construction plans underway for a house in Hawaii.
I have, you know, tentative plans, but I don't have a definite plan on what I'm going to do.
Why did you choose Hawaii?
Well, because I've been a lot of places in the world, you know, and I happen to feel like when I'm there, I just feel the best, you know, and I get really good feelings there, and I get a lot of good energy, and just a nice place for me to be, you know?
Well, I know you're mad about horse riding, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I do like the horse ride, but quite honestly, I don't get it that much of an opportunity, you know?
Mm.
But, I love horses in general, you know?
You're breeding horses, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Back in California, is that?
Yeah.
How many have you got?
I got 7 now, you know, but I just didn't. One of the big ones I had just had a foal, so I think I have 8 now.
Let's talk about animals. You've also got 2 dogs, haven't you?
Yeah.
Zion, Chief.
Yeah. I haven't seen them in a while, which kind of disturbs me. And someone gave me a picture of one of them yesterday. As a matter of fact, I got a letter from home, and it was a photograph of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little hurt. Anyway, it was, I don't like to think about it, because it sort of makes me homesick, you know, and when I'm out on the road, I just, have to keep going, you know.
Yeah.
But if I keep reminding myself, it just brings me down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love them, and, at one time, I think I had 6 dogs, and we got also 5 cats. We had about 12 cats, and fish, and birds. I mean, I have just a menagerie at my house, and I couldn't handle it after a while. I was devoting all my time to feeding them and, you know, cleaning up after them, and it became just a little out of control. So I got 2 dogs now and 5 cats. And
yeah, but I've got to ask you, because I've had so many letters about it. All the girls watching want to know if there's any special girlfriends in your life.
Who?
Me?
Yeah, tell the truth, not that. Yeah.
Well, David is only joking, of course. And when you did all that, for the very last press conference of the day in Britain. Did you really just see that here, just in the
touring, no. Not really. I haven't played in the States for like about over a year, so the last time I played here was pretty epic, you know.
What's your favorite country?
Yeah, my favorite country. Well, you know, I'm an American, so I mean, I've seen more of America. I mean, there are things I dislike about America, but I probably would have to say that there are things I don't know. I mean, that becomes very difficult. I haven't really been that many places and stayed that long in each place to say, well, this is my favorite country.
What do you think of London?
quite honestly, and I'm not hiding here, I really love London. I mean, I like Paris. My favorite cities in the world, I think, are probably Paris and London.
I know how much you admire from the country. Do you see yourself going in that sort of direction?
You mean up to Scotland?
I actually meant musically.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think he's a great writer, you know, and a great singer. But I don't, you know, try to parallel myself after anyone. I think that it'd be nice if I could grow as they all did, you know.
I was saying, you produced your latest single. Do you think you'd like to do stuff with a lot of people at all?
I thought about it a little bit. I don't know. It's difficult to say because I'm not a producer, you know. I mean, I'm much more involved in singing and writing a little bit and making it my own album. But if I had the time, and I would like to experiment a little bit, you know. I don't really think I'm a producer at this point. I mean, I have a lot of ideas that I think I contribute to all of my albums, mm-hmm. and I think that's real important to me, but doing the whole thing myself, I don't know.
How long can you afford to live without working?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still going to work.
Yes, but how long can you afford to take a break? 6 months?
Oh, I think I could manage 6 months.
You've been very kind to me, and I'd like to see your shows. I know you're very kind, and I'd like to wind this all up to you, and thank you on behalf of London Weekend Television and Fast AC and Bell Russell for being so kind and patient to us all. And I'd like to wish you lots and lots of luck in the future.
Well, I'd like to wish you lots and lots of luck. Thank you. Hey,
yes, you are.
And let's hope we see David back in England soon. Meanwhile, let's listen to a chat I have with the great rock and roll band that supported David so admirably on his British tour, namely Shreddy Waddy.